Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day program for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1989, starting with a couple of Boston bands. At number five this week in 89, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. You can use your imagination for the pictorial here. Was this a video?
Was there a video?
Absolutely.
Very big one.
Yeah. And what went on in the video?
Went on in the elevator.
Right. You can pretty much imagine what went on in the elevator.
A rocker chick getting down with her beds.
Love in an Elevator. Okay, Aerosmith number five this week, 1989. At number four, another Beantown group, The New Kids. Jen loves this. Four, crank it up, Richie. 25 after a good day. I don't remember this song. Of all the New Kids on the Block songs, I don't seem to remember this
one. Yeah, this one skipped me when it was popular the first time, but they play it in concert all the time.
Oh, do they? Yeah. How are their concerts?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. They are insane. They are so good.
Energy, a lot of energy.
Tons of energy.
Around.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, wow. Energy, and they really are
all
singing.
All the original members still involved?
Yes.
Really? So how old are they? I mean, Donnie...
They're probably, what, 45?
Wahlberg they're in the early, be, yeah, early to mid-40s.
Yeah, I thought of Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg.
About 45. Yeah. No, Donnie's about 45. And he's
number
one of the older ones.
Three from this week in 89, Roxette and Listen to Your Heart. Good pop song. Very good pop.
Just going to tell you, ladies, if you have any frustration, go see a New Kids concert because they're naughty.
Are they naughty?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, I love it.
So you can't take your kids to the concert.
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, well,
bring
I don't know. Donnie,
for.
You know, Donnie was super naughty, and then he married Jenny McCarthy. The last time I saw him, definitely not as naughty. He was on very good behavior.
Really?
But the first time I saw him, he was making out with girls in the audience. Oh, my God.
Really?
So that's what you need to do to straighten yourself out is marry a former Playboy playmate?
That's it.
Apparently.
A stripper. All right, number three, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, good song. Number two, Tears for Fears.
I guess.
Not their best song, but obviously a popular song. Crank it up, Richie. This is called Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Once again, another band who had 10, 12, 15 good songs to put together on an album or two.
Yeah.
Got a couple of hits out of it. And
enough to go touring.
Disappeared. Yep.
Yep. They were touring around for a while. Yep.
Hey, listen, they've stood the test of time. Their hits were monster hits.
Yep.
And it's 30 years later and they're still around. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Tears for Fears in the number two position this week, 1989. Number one position belonged to Janet Jackson again. He was big in the 80s, man. Now he was really hot.
And the 90s.
And the 90s. Yep.
Okay, so of all these songs, which one is your favorite? I'll start. This one was mine, Janet, for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I would say Roxette, Listen to Your Heart would be my favorite.
Richie? Mm.
You know, as the rocker, I should go with Aerosmith, but I'm not a big fan of the Aerosmith Reborn generation. That was their earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a toss-up between the two pop hits, Tears for Fears or Roxette.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
All right, Roberta.
Yeah, okay.
Right. None of them really do
none
it
of
for me.
Do it for me.
Right. Listen to Your Heart. It's a good song, though, Roberta.
No, it's a good song.
Okay. It's okay. I mean, but it's nothing that I would elect to put on to listen to myself. Let's put it that way.
This is an era of music.
It will not be on my, won't be on my playlist.
Yeah, none of these songs would make it on my iPod.
No.
Oh,
no.
Everyone would be on my playlist. That's
really?
Every single one of these songs would be on my playlist, except for maybe that Tears for Fears song because it wasn't my
favorite.
Yeah, I didn't see
it.
No, I used to listen to Tears for Fears a lot, but that song.
That one is not that's not a big Tears for Fears.
Right.
I mean, it did well in comparison, but there were a lot of lousy songs around, and that's why these songs did okay.
But Aerosmith,
because they weren't as lousy as the other lousy songs that were around. This was a vast wasteland of pop music.
My generation.
But I got to tell you, I got respect for Aerosmith for rebuilding themselves from the train wreck that they were in the 70s. Good job.
It's 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Still your pretty face is the prettiest.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Think your computer's complicated? Consider your eyes with 1 million light receptors. Your ears with 24,000 sound fibers. Your body, 500 muscles, 200 bones, 7 miles of nerve fibers. And while the body holds only 5 quarts of blood, your heart pumps 600,000 gallons through 60,000 miles of veins and arteries. With 2 trillion blood cells, your 3-pound brain has over 13 billion cells. We are part of the environment, too. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Drivers who see nothing wrong in suddenly swinging across 3 lanes of bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic isn't simply on the increase, it is chronic. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Rush hour. When yet another mouth breather suddenly notices, not only is he in the wrong lane for the turnoff, he's 3 lanes away from the turnoff. Instead of being reasonable and driving another block or two and then moving over when safe, the cage, without a turn signal, lunges left across 3 lanes, a bumper to bumper, causing everyone in sight to lock up brakes due to avoid an accident. Chronic swinging across 3 lanes, a bumper to bumper, isn't simply errant behavior, it's attempted vehicular homicide.
Mutually assured destruction.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.